Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and attended Ohio State University. In 1981, he joined Oakland Hills Country Club as an assistant golf professional, and from 1987 through 2015, 28 years, he served as its head golf professional. Now, as golf professional emeritus, he's helping Oakland Hills get ready to host the 2016 U.S. Amateur Championship. A man who everyone thinks the world of, his name, Pat Croswell. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula, this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to the legendary Pat Croswell, who for the last 28 years was head golf professional of Oakland Hills. Pat, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Jack, great to be here. Thank you.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Sure. Had a great childhood. Two wonderful parents. One of nine children. I was number four. And family was first at our house. So, father... World War II guy, 19 years old, went in, served overseas in the Pacific, not the easiest things for a young man, comes back, marries my mother, 4 years older than my mom, 23, 19. They go on to have nine children, fill them full of love, friendship, cared about everything we did. Gave us every opportunity, private school, Catholic school for 12 years, all the kids. And dad was a kind of a car guy. Even though he was from Ohio, he was a mechanic, a service manager at a dealership. You know, all the kids, I mean, I started with, you know, you buy a little $400 or $500 car, fix it up. I was kind of a convertible guy, 66 Mustang. Bought a 73 Mustang, Corvette, and dad would always work on them. So all the boys were working with cars. They were better working on them than I, but we had great cars. Loved to fish, my father. At the end, played golf as a young man, grew up right by a golf course, worked there, and continued to play. Kind of had a little time there with when he was raising the kids that he didn't play a lot of golf, but later on played a lot of golf. And my mother, the sweetest, 89, still alive, doing great, and the sweetest lady you'd ever meet. Full of love, took care of all the kids the same, and I was blessed, Jack. We had our baseball team on the same in our house living, so it was cool.
How did you get your first job as a golf country club pro?
Well, I was caddying, kind of how I got started in the business, at a club called Winding Hollow, Trent Jones Golf Course. He designed, the professional's name was Bob LaBelle. They're at the club. I was working caddy, bag room, and I think probably worked for Bob for 5 or 6 years part-time as I was going through school, and eventually went to work for one of his assistants. His name was Mike Kissel. Went up Ashtabula Country Club, young man, northeast tip of Ohio, right on Lake Erie, and worked for Mike for 4 years.
1981, the legendary L. Mengert hired you at Oakland Hills. Tell us about this L. Mengert.
Al was a great guy, wonderful player, great amateur career. Runner-up in the U.S. Amateur. Ended up going to work for Claude Harmon at Wingfoot. And at that time, the best players in the country would go to work, or a lot of the great players would go work for Claude. Mike Souchak, Dave Marr, Tom Neoporti, all these gentlemen went up and worked for Claude, kind of a stepping stone to go play the tour. And Al ended up being a great player, didn't play the tour much, but was more of a club pro, worked at many clubs. He was a, you know, a Washington State guy. And as a person to work for, he was a great guy to work for, was willing and wasn't afraid to let you try stuff, to delegate to you. My first year there, Al played in the 81 Seniors Open. I was a young guy, pretty much, I think just turned 25, and ended up doing all the merchandising for the tournament that year. He had a great family guy, you know, two girls, two boys, and I owe Al a lot.
Ben Hogan referred to the South Course at Oakland Hills as the monster.
Right.
Tell us about the monster.
Well, the name The Monster is started in 51, and that's when the board of directors at Oakland Hills hired, first they hired Donald Ross to update the golf course. I think it was 47 or 48. And unfortunately, Ross passed away, and a young man came in. His first work on any U.S. Open golf course was Trent Jones. And the golf course with the new equipment, a golf ball, steel shaft coming in the 40s, had changed a lot since the last Open, which was 37. So Trent was hired, and basically the monster came from Trent lengthening the golf course some. But the big thing he did was he bunkered both sides of pretty much every fairway. And some of the guys laughed that you'd have to walk single file down the fairways. I think that was Sam Snead's. But the great saying, there was a journalist that kind of named it the monster at the beginning of the week, long, tight, unbelievable, undulating greens. And the monster came out of, you know, Hogan, when he won in 51, you know, at the ceremonies, he named it, and finally brought this monster to its knees. And Hogan's score, I think, was 287, 7 over par. There was only a handful of rounds under par. And that was the beginning of the name The Monster, which has lived till now, still living.
With the legend, Pat Croswell, and I'm Jack Grisula. And this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Grisula. This is Anything is Possible. And we're talking to Pat Croswell. They've only had 9 head professionals in 100 years at Oakland Hills, the first one being the iconic Walter Hagen. They've had another iconic golfer there, R. Hunter McDonald, Pat. From 1963, listen to this, from 1963 through 1991, it's 28 years, he was the Oakland Hill Country Club Men's Golf Championship 18 times
mm-hmm.
in 28 years. Tell us about R. Hunter McDonald.
Well, first a gentleman and a marvelous player. Comes over. The great story about Hunter, the reason he's in Birmingham, Michigan, is he ended up playing a round of golf with a man named Jim Tomlinson, a member at Oakland Hills, I think at Glen Eagles, could be off on that. But Hunter grew up, Scottish man, great player, Scottish national team, and was one of the assistants. Jim plays with him, offers him a job in Detroit. Metalworking Lubricants was the name of Jim Tomlinson's company. And Hunter, with a fairly new wife, jumps on the plane or the boat, comes over, and works for Jim for many, many years. And that's the beginning of this unbelievable record at Oakland Hills. And the 18 championships are with great rounds of golf. That wasn't from lack of competition. Many great players at Oakland Hills. Stan Thompson battled him out many years. Mike Voss that played for Notre Dame. So a lot of great players at the club through this stretch of Hunter winning the club championships. And the cool thing, led the 91 Senior Open, I think. Didn't play a lot of national events. He kind of played Oakland. He worked hard. He'd go over and play in the British Amateur. That was kind of his deal of playing amateur golf during the season. But couldn't find a nicer guy, Jack.
Speaking of working hard, you became the head pro in 87. What does a head golf pro do?
Yeah. Well, Oakland, they have many hats. Let's say most PGA professionals are going to wear many hats. They're going to be a tournament director. They're going to be a teacher, an administrator. They're going to be a merchandiser. They're going to teach junior golf. So many hats. Oakland, the unique thing there was the major championships that we started running events in 87. We were getting ready for 91. You know, we had quite a stretch there, 81 Senior Open, 85 Open, 91 Seniors, 96 Open, which we merchandised, you know, 20,000 square foot merchandise tent. Thousands of people. We went in and did our first amateur 2002. So the unique position at Oakland is the events and the merchandising that we did. And it's kind of led into being a part of the team that even being responsible for getting the Ryder Cup to Oakland Hills. So there's many things the golf pro does, and the big thing, I think, is to service the needs of the membership and to make a day enjoyable at the club.
You say many things a golf pro does. Another one that you didn't mention is that you have to have a great memory for names.
Yeah.
How do you remember everybody's names?
Yeah.
Johnny Giannopoulos, he just calls everybody cuz.
Yeah,
cuz. And you ask him, why cuz? He says, cuz I can't remember their name.
Yeah. Well, the fortunate thing for us is that you're going to get usually a signature with some of the names. That's the beginning. If you're an assistant, guy's going to come in. If he's buying something in the shop or signing something, you're going to get that name and you're going to meet him. And that's one way to learn names. I did it, you know, a lot of handshaking, making sure we knew who the guys were, having my assistants call members by names. So you'd work with your team in your team to make sure, hey, who's this guy? And I had a great guy when I started there that ran the first tee before Bob Byerline. You know, it was Mike Betts, and Mike was right outside our door. And if I wasn't sure of a guy, I'd be right out there and find it out from Mike. So in today's deal, sometimes you just go through the roster and you put that face with a name. So those were my little tricks.
Nobody knows the name Bob Byerline, but everybody knows the name Scooby.
Yeah.
And that's the starter. So 1985, you had a great thrill. You played a practice round with a golfer named Jack Nicklaus before the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool thing with that is growing up in Columbus, Ohio, being a golf pro, he was pretty much, you know, would be my idol. Went to Ohio State, and Jack came in as he used to early for practice rounds at major championships. And I think it was his third round. I think he played with Al and a couple board members the first couple days, Al Mingert. So the last day, it was kind of a last-minute thing. Al comes up, and Hunter's going to play with Jack, and I get a chance to play with him. So, I mean, what can you say? When you get to play with someone you would call your idol, it was a giant thrill. His game was still good. You know, he wasn't as sharp as, you know, back in his prime, but this would have been the year before he won at Augusta, and I don't even think he made the cut in 85. But great guy. You know, it was an unbelievable round, and, you know, one that was one of those fortunate things about being at Oakland Hills that I had a chance to do.
How about the King, Arnie Palmer?
Yeah. Well, the King, the 81 Senior Opens, he comes in, I think, on Friday before the Senior Open. And he's at the club. He's in the shop. And he walks in to our old golf shop. He's got a handful of putters. And he wants a vise and a bending machine. And we go back. He's in the back room. And he's just like anybody else, Jack. I'm telling you, it's like meeting your buddy. It was unbelievable. He was so gracious with the kids, so gracious with all the members. Goes on and made the senior tour, when you think about it. I mean, there was no one at Wingfoot the year before, and the USGA lowered the age. The Oakland Hills took the Senior Open in advance. I think we had it within a year. We took that event to help out. And Arnie he made the senior tour. Great playoff with Stone and Casper, and he was the winner. But just, he's everybody's buddy. He's your friend. We had him back at the club as a speaker at the Scholarship Trust maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And he's getting requests from everybody. And the members at the club did a great job bringing him in and getting him to accept the invitation. And we ended up splitting the profit with the club and his charity hospital. And the members took the check down, and it was a large check. And Arnie liked it and kept in his office for a while. So you just he made the game, you know, brought it to TV. So generous with his time with people. And he's a big part of our history.
One more, Tom Watson, please.
Watson, you know, I've never met Watson. So my knowledge of Watson is just watching him play. And one of my ex-assistants worked at the club he was a member at Kansas City. And the thing about Watson, I think everyone knows how much work he's done with his caddy passing, Bruce. But the one story I heard, he built a golf course in Kansas City, and he made it where the kids could play at a really reduced rate. Didn't want anyone to know, just, hey, our junior rates this amount. So I think he's a guy that loves the game. He kind of wears his heart out in front of him sometimes, but wonderful guy and has been great for the game of golf.
You mentioned that ex-golf pro, John Helmker, as good a man as you'll ever find in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Jack Grasula, and we're with Pat Croswell. And this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Grasula, and we're with Pat Croswell, who joined Oakland Hills Country Club 1981 as an assistant golf professional, and has been there ever since. Speaking of ever since, the Ryder Cup of 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect weather. What's your memories of that week?
The week starts with the weather. Probably the highlight of the week for the American team. But, you know, it was 75-80 all week. The Ryder Cup is... to me, it's like the Super Bowl of golf. And we had, we sold everything, tickets, tents, everybody wanted to be there. My highlights would be dinner with my wife downtown when we introduced the team. I thought that was a great evening, cool, you know, down at the Fox Theater. It was just beautiful. And, you know, the pairing, Hal Sutton was a great guy. I thought he was a gentleman every time he was at the club. And, you know, tried the pairing and it didn't work. You know, sometimes you think you might pair two of the best players in the world, if not one and two or one and four or whatever, together, you think they could. It just didn't work. And the Europeans were gracious, friendly, and you know, friendly with the spectators, the club members, the staff, and you know, just played better than us that week. So
the main pairing that you referred to was Tiger and Mickelson.
Yeah.
How do you explain that there's seemingly so much more pressure in the Ryder Cup than any other event?
Yeah. Well, I think you're playing for your country would be one. And that would, and you're playing for a partner sometimes. So those two, in the format, I mean, you know, you're playing what is a true alternate shot. And you've heard the stories. Davis Love saying, geez, man, I don't know if I can get this thing airborne. So guys that are great players playing in their first or second Ryder Cup, how nervous they are. So I would say those two, those three items are probably the reasons why.
One of the many things that Oakland Hills Country Club is legendary for is their annual scholarship trust dinner.
Yeah.
The amount of money it's raised is unbelievable. And every year you have a terrific personality come in.
Mm-hmm.
David Ferretti was the first one. Tell us about Ferretti.
Ferretti's funny. So he's got, you know, a great sense of humor. That's Irishman with a great Irish sense of humor. Almost, you know, Ian is a, isn't a citizen now. So the cool thing when you talk about Ferretti, when you think about it, is here's a guy played on the European Ryder Cup team, is an American citizen now, and part of his speaking fee, he was funny, everyone laughed, he had great stories, unbelievable stories, some of the Europeans in the bars and things that you hear on his show now. But the cool thing is how much he wanted to help those gentlemen with the troops, the American troops. And, you know, that was part of the evening. You know, we brought them in, a couple of our members that are so generous with their time and money helped get Ferretti and the troop guys and some of the wounded warriors in. And it was a special evening.
Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Chi-Chi. You know, another comedian, you know, an entertainer, he's been at the club as a speaker, but probably the thing I remember most about Chi-Chi was the six iron he hit at the 18th hole in the 91 Senior Open, the final round. So it was a left front flag behind the bunker. Chi-Chi, the only way to get close was to be able to hit a pretty hard drawing hook that would land right of the flag and kind of roll back in. Greens were pretty firm in 91, and he did it. Hit an unbelievable shot. This ball was coming in right to left, landed kind of in the middle green, rolled back by the flag. He made the putt, 18-hole playoff with Jack the next day. And during the time he did the scholarship trust, Jack, the same thing, willing to help everybody, funny, entertaining, and, you know, would be unbelievably what he's done for the game.
Then you had Arnie, then you had Nicklaus, and then you had a man named George W. Bush.
Yeah.
That's pretty tall cotton, Crawford.
Yeah, that is tall. I think with Mr. Bush, I didn't meet the president, but I think everyone knows how much that family cares about golf. Their family started the Ryder Cup, but probably one of the interesting things that evening that his daughter interviewed him, and I think she works for ABC, and it was a great evening of how much he loves the country, you know, how much he really cares for the United States, for everybody in it, for the troops, and how much he cares for his family, his wife, his daughter, his father. And it was a, you know, Faraday was a funny evening, and Chi-Chi and McCord was a funny evening. The Scholarship Trust was an historic, touching evening in my mind.
Oakland Hills' history of charitable giving is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Talk about the members and the charitable giving.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable group of people that have been there for years. The Scholarship Trust started back in 79 with one of the members, Gene Herz. The first scholarship tournament was 83. And long story short, as we go through all the members that have helped and staff and the celebrities that have come in, they've raised thousands of dollars. Right now, this year, or almost every year, we're helping somewhere between 25 and 30 employees of the club go to college. Doesn't have to be a caddy. And I think it's roughly 85 to 100,000 a year to those 25 to 30 kids. So we're helping them, giving them a chance to get to school. We're the largest in-state supporter of the Evans Scholarship Program, which is directly caddy-related. We're number three in the country. And again, it's that membership donating and willing to support an event. And I think, Jack, we're at 12 young men and women going to school right now, $80,000 a scholarship, 4 years, tuition, food, to go to Michigan State and University of Michigan. So you think of what...
Buckeyes?
No Buckeyes. No Buckeyes. Didn't get that done. in the last... we had a couple members start a little Eagles for Children charity a few years back. And basically what you do, member signs up, donates $5. I signed up for it. You donate X dollars for every eagle, which would be a hole-in-one or an eagle on a four or five. And they've raised quite a bit of money for the local charities right here in town. It's touching. And now we've got other clubs involved. These gentlemen have done a great job. It's a small beginning, but those end up being big sometimes. I think over $100,000 to some of the great little hidden charities around town.
We're talking to Pat Croswell. Oakland Hills is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You've been there since 1981. That's 35 years. Mm-hmm. And your last official day as head golf pro was December 31st, 2015. Pat, when you put your head on the pillow that night, what did you think?
I felt blessed to have the opportunity to be there for 35 years and to do everything that we've accomplished at the club. It's not just the golf and the, you know, the dinners. It's those charities we just talked about. It's hosting. If you look at what the club's hosted, the millions of dollars that was brought into the state for the Ryder Cup, for the PGA, the Opens, it's incredible. And then to be able to touch those young people, I mean, here with the 2016 Amateur right around the corner, we're going to touch those kids, you know, come and watch those great players, those college players, and maybe we touch some people to play the great game of golf. It does a lot for people.
We're going to talk about that 2016 U.S. Amateur when we come back with Pat Croswell, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and with Pat Croswell, who as golf professional emeritus, he's helping Oakland Hills get ready to host the 2016 U.S. Amateur Championship, August 15th through 21st. Pat, tell us about this U.S. Amateur.
Sure. Well, the club, in hosting its 100th anniversary this year, 2016, and we're going back 5, 6, 7 years now, wanted to have a major party, let's say, for this club. And what better way than hosting probably what would be the most member-friendly event, okay, at Oakland Hills. And when you look at the championship, we're going to have the best players in the world, really, here for that week to play for our national championship, the oldest championship in golf in the States. What you'll have is the Walker Cup team, NCAA champions, all the All-Americans. 2002, it was kind of crazy. I'm looking, and I remember this. We're doing a piece for a newspaper. Pat, who do you think? So I started doing a little research, and I started looking through who was All-Americans. The All-Americans were Hunter Mahan, Ricky Barnes, Bill Haas, Camila Vajegas, okay, and Kevin Stadler, I think, was also an All-American. Ryan Moore. So players that all those players went on, I think of those six guys I mentioned, they all went on and played the tour. So what we'll have is these gentlemen here at the club for that week, where you can bring your son or daughter. Tickets are available. And but what a great day to come out with your son or your daughter. They're free. Tickets, I think, are you can get 10 tickets for $100. But for a student or a child under 15, no charge, military, zero charge. It'll be the it'll be an unforgettable event.
If you want to learn more, 2016usamateur.com.
Correct.
$10 for adults, free for kids.
Yep. Just got to come with your parents. So, make it a family day.
You've been employed at the same place for 35 years, Croswell. It averages 800 members a year. So therefore, you're serving 1,500 golfers for sure annually. Nobody, Pat Croswell, has anything bad to say about you. How?
I kept the Buckeye thing really quiet. Had my kids in Michigan. Well, I was blessed to be at a wonderful club with very genuine and kind and generous people. And we see them all over. They're at every club, Jack. There's those great people that you're fortunate to be a part of their life and share it with them and their families. And in my case, I mean, I love Oakland Hills. You know, I love the people. I love the juniors. And what we've been able to accomplish, I think, has been amazing. The staff, Steve Cook, Chris Berlin, been blessed. So I always put the club kind of first. You know, it's probably not the best thing, you know, but I kind of put the members and the club ahead of what I did. And sometimes, obviously, in the season, my family. So, you know, fortunate there.
Once again, 2016usamateur.com. They're still looking for some volunteers. Free for kids under 15, free for military, $10 tickets for adults. Bill Walsh, legendary football coach, was famous for his golf coaching tree, mm-hmm. The number of assistant coaches who became head coaches. Well, you're famous for creating head golf professionals. How have you done that?
Well, I think, one, I hired quality people, you know, to begin with. That you look at the people in town. You have, you know, as you mentioned, John Helpker early. Mike Erickson came in. He was just wanted to be a golf pro, wanted to be a head golf professional. And, you know, the young men that have worked for me and women have dedicated their time, and that team unit that we have at the club carried over to those young men and women. And I think, you know, you go on, and they were just good guys. Ted Talveson, that's over at Kent Country Club now. You know, Billy Smittle at Scarsdale in New York, who was a great friend of mine. We worked as assistants together 35 years ago, as you said, and he's been at the same club for 25 years. So I think it's just quality guys around quality people, the members that have helped those guys get their job, and it carries over into the young man that's at the club, Steve Brady, right now, the new head professional.
You mentioned your better half, Debbie.
Yep.
Talk about the life of a spouse of a country club professional, Pat Croswell.
It's a great question. You know, one, I've got an unbelievable wife that has sacrificed the last 35 years. When someone asks, you know, Pat, what do you think? I mean, it's more than 35. Deb and I have been together since Ashtabula. We didn't spend many weekends together, you know, evenings maybe, you know, but sometimes late evenings, the way I worked at the club. She did a marvelous job raising my two children. Unbelievable, the love she's had for my two kids. And you know Matt, Jack, he's just a class guy.
Takes after the mom.
Yeah, he does. he does. My daughter's a little like me, a little more fire in her, but two great children that Deb went and raised. And I was fortunate that I could do that with the club, that she could stay home and raise my kids. She's working now. But as far as the club goes, the club has always been open and for Deb and I. You know, a dinner at the club, we would spend most of the dinner saying hi and thanks to everybody. It was just a wonderful place for her. Matthew, my first child, they had an unbelievable shower for her at the first tee when I was still the assistant. So there's that quality person that made Oakland Hills very comfortable for Debbie and I.
As our time winds down, what advice would you give to our young listeners tonight, Pat?
Yeah. Well, I'd get a great education. I'd take the game up golf-wise. I think it's a great stepping stone in business, in friendships, relationships. I think what Augusta's doing with the drive, chip, and putt. You know, it's in every state to get juniors to play golf. So I would say get that great education, as I would tell my assistants and my kids. Get that college degree and then go kill it out there.
Pat Croswell, what a gentleman. What a shining example of someone who lives love and loves life. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.